Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Sue, it is Tuesday, March the 12th, and this is a special episode, I guess we're going to call it, of In Bed with Dr. Sue, and just because it's my show, I'm going to get what I know and what I have observed off my chest first, just because I can. We're going to be discussing, obviously, bullying and cyberbullying, and how it pertains to the BDSM world, how we all deal with it, how we do deal with it or don't deal with it, mostly because there's been a lot of incidents lately. I know everybody thinks it's due to one incident. It's actually not. It's quite a few. So have you ever been bullied, either by a dom or a sub? Obviously, if it's a dom, use your head within reason. Give us a call, 646-478-3644. We want you in the queue now because we're going to want to talk to you. I want to know if you guys have had issues with other doms. Some doms have issues with other doms. And I know that's gone down, so don't tell me it hasn't. So there we go. We're going to be discussing this. Now, I have a few rules that I'm going to adhere to. I'm trying to keep this as neutral as possible. We're not going to do shout-outs or anything. We're not running the same format. We want to dive right into this. There is no bashing. I'm not going to sit here and listen to everybody bash everybody. That's not going to happen. The other thing we're not going to do is we're not going to use names. Again, no bashing. Because the whole point of this, even though what I've been able to observe online is people are actually, like, drawing lines in the sand and everybody's standing on one side or the other, and it's like, we don't have to be that way. Everybody stand down, pull your DEFCON down, everybody breathe. It's, you know, this can all be figured out. And I guess it's my Libra side that makes me want to jump in here and kind of get everybody to settle down and, if nothing else, live in peace. Because the stuff that goes on in this community is deplorable. Only, if for no other reason, then we are all quote-unquote adults. Using that lightly, because from what I've seen recently, it's not very adult-like behavior. So, Joe's not here tonight. I do have Ashley Jill. Hello, Ashley.
Hello, everyone.
Ashley's going to be keeping an eye on the chat room because we have quite a few people. If you guys have a question or you want to make a comment, just shout it out to her and she will make sure that she grabs it.
I will write it down.
Yeah, no, she'll jump in and say it.
Yeah, that too.
So there we go. So anyways, if you're sitting in the queue, stay put, please. I am going to get to you. And because I do want to hear your, I want to hear your stories. I want to hear your opinions. You can agree, you can disagree. That's the whole basis of this show. This is your format for you guys to get over here and tell me what you think. So, starting this off, I'm going to tell you of a few incidents, and I know there's people out there who are waiting to see what I'm going to say. First of all, number one, this is not all around one incident. I recently, it was probably 2 months ago maybe, one of the DOMs, I don't know if you guys noticed, and again, I'm not naming names, one of the DOMs was actually chased out of the business by two subs. Disgusting behavior. And ladies, if I swear to God, I don't want to hear about, oh, well, she wasn't a DOM if she let a couple of subs bully her. Shut up. OK, okay? And I'll say that. Because you don't know everyone's backstory. So in this case, she trusted them. She, you know, had a relationship with them for, you know, a good couple of years. And for whatever reason, I don't know the backstory, they turned and they threatened to out her. Now, this particular Dom, her family did not know what she was doing on the side. And this could have literally destroyed her family. So she completely erased her life online in a matter of a few hours. We're talking websites, profiles, chat lines, you know, phone sex lines, everything, gone. Her business, gone. Because of what these two morons did. And I did try to get in touch with them because I did want to hear both stories. As we all know, it's not two stories. There are three sides to every story. Yours, mine, and the truth. So I always try to get both sides. Now, I did get in touch with these guys to see what the hell their problem was. No one ever responded. Okay, fine, whatever. You know, it's just a shame that she was bullied, because this is classic. She was bullied out of the business. And again, I don't want to hear from anybody that if she was a real Dom, she wouldn't have been bullied out, because that's bullshit. The other, that's one story. There is another story. I had a lady get in touch with me. This was a good year or so ago. And this is really sad, and this is another reason why I want you guys to listen to this, because this is very important. This young lady wrote me and said to me that she had been attacked by another Dom, and that this Dom had mistakenly thought that she had, I don't know, commanded one of her subs or something. I don't know. It was completely retarded. Very simple thing. And she went on the attack. And I mean, she went on the uber offensive. She had some of her subs doing hacking. She had subs trying to take her websites down. She was getting horrifying emails from this chick. And what you guys didn't know, and you won't know because you don't know who it is, but what this is what I want you guys to really pay attention to. This young lady had just lost a baby.
Oh, my God.
And this sort of tipped her over the edge. And she ended up having a nervous breakdown.
Oh.
Because it was just too much.
Oh, shit.
What you guys aren't grasping, whenever you jump down someone's throat, you don't know what they're going through. You have no idea what they're going through. You don't know what's going on in their life. You don't know what someone's feeling, what their family's going through. Because you've got to remember, you guys, a lot of what we do is persona. A lot of what we do is, I don't want to say role-playing because that's not fair, because if we're dominant, we're dominant. It's not so much a role play, but we try to separate our families from our business for some people. We try to, you know, keep business is what I guess is the best way to put it. And when you cross over and you start doing stuff like this, well, you know, this poor girl got tipped over the edge. For what? Because she talked to another sub or whatever? Well, I don't care what it was. It didn't, you know, have to go down that way. In other words, it wasn't necessary, the amount of abuse that she took from this chick. It was ridiculous. And another thing I want you guys to keep in mind is, for those of you who don't know, a former guest of mine, Ava Lynn, who is a tranny porn star, if you go to inbedwithdrsue.com, you will see right up at the very top of the page three guys pictures of three guys who raped and beat her. Now, why am I throwing that into bullying and cyberbullying? Well, I'm sorry, but that's the ultimate bullying. So, and again, what really was negative about that, even more so than the viciousness of the attack, was the viciousness of the comments underneath that news story. Oh, it doesn't matter. She was in porn. She deserved it. She was an escort. She deserved it. She was this. She deserved it. I don't give a rat's ass what you do for a living. No one deserves that kind of brutality ever. That's why I said before that I think that, and I know we're going to go overtime on this tonight. I would be surprised if we don't. But that type of brutality is even worse when it's coming from inside of our community. I saw a couple, here's a classic example. There are DOMs, there are those of us in the fetish community that look down on porn. It's so stupid.
Yeah, really.
For the love of God,
hello?
You may not take your clothes off and fuck on screen, but we're all in the same industry. We are in the sex industry. And this is the kind of stuff that we should be supporting each other on, not destroying each other on. I don't care if you're a porn star. I don't care if you're a dom. I don't care if you're a sub. I don't care what you're into. Nobody deserves to be picked on. Hell, I get picked on all the time. What's the latest? I'm old. That's right.
Yeah, you're old,
I'm
childless.
And I get picked on all the time. And I've been picked on since a little kid. And it's the reason why this kind of pisses me off. Because I know what it's like to be on that other side. And when I see someone else getting picked at for no reason, then I get pissed. So really quickly, I can tell you at least three people in this chat room right now have been bullied, and I've seen it, dom to dom. Happens all the time. It's disgusting. We should be uplifting each other. We should be supporting each other, and we should be promoting each other. There is enough for everyone. The only reason that someone starts getting pissy is because they feel threatened. For some reason, you think that my money is going to cross over into your money, and that comes from a feeling of lack. If you have a feeling of lack, guess what? That's what you're going to get. So quit checking everybody else's damn backyard.
Mind your own.
Mind your own. I will say this till the day I die. Mind your own business.
Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Mind your business. Because if you mind your own business, your business will take off. Quit worrying about what someone else is doing. So now, let's go into quickly the incident that everyone was discussing. I will go very quickly over this. To the two ladies who I know will be listening to this later and who probably have people listening for them now. You guys know that I love you. You are beautiful, wonderful ladies. You were attacked. I will go down and say that to, the end of time. Were you attacked viciously? Yes. Was the man who did this to you wrong? Yes. Have I told him I don't agree with what he did? Yes. However, what's come into play is I'm supposed to back any female because she's a dom. Not going to happen, my bitches. It's not going to happen. Just because you are female does not mean I'm going to have your back. Okay? I love you. I will promote you guys. I will take care of you guys the best way that I know how. But until someone fucks me, I'm not going to push in that direction. So this person in question Did he attack these ladies? Yes, he did. This is water under the bridge, people. This happened like 6 months ago. Where I say something was wrong was in the third lady's response. It had nothing to do with her. She dragged stuff up from, you know, the pits of hell. Let's pull this dead body back out. Let's drag it back out into the sunlight. And let's start all over again on something that was dead and buried and should have stayed that way. So am I, in that case, am I saying, oh, this person's a victim? In that case, yes. Because he turned around and he apologized to her immediately for anything he had done to offend her. And that wasn't good enough. Grow up. I am getting so sick of you ladies doing this. Just because you are a dom doesn't give you a license to be a cunt. Yeah, I said it. Okay? Just because you're a dom doesn't mean you go running around acting like a maniac. I'm not saying that you guys have to change your personas. That's fine. You can be the bitch of all bitches. Go for it. But understand that these people are human beings first, subs second. And in this case, he's not a sub, and he realizes that now. Did he disrespect two women? Yes. Did he deserve the attack by the third? No. It was water under the bridge. Ladies, learn to let sleeping dogs lie. Now, until this person, the gentleman sub in question, who is no longer a sub and is no longer putting himself out there as a sub, screws me over, he will have my support. I am not automatically, now see, and they're going to go, but that's not fair because you know what he did. Truth be known, guys, I don't know what he did. I wasn't there. I didn't see the messages. I didn't see the viciousness. And I've never seen that viciousness in him at all, at least in my world. I'm not saying he's not. He's admitted to me that he did say the things that he did. And as I told you, I told him point blank, if you're going to be a submissive, you can't treat women that way, period. So he's opted to pull out, not because he's going to spend his time bashing women, I'm assuming, but because he realizes that he's not sub-material, which I could see from the very get-go. But he's apologized to everyone, back then and now. And when someone apologizes to you, shut up, unfollow them, and let it go. So, I'm probably pissing people off. Some of you ladies will unfollow me. That's okay. Yeah, understand I'm down with that. But understand, you know, don't get mad at me because I then unfollow you, because that's happened as well. You unfollow me in order to uphold your principles. Don't get mad at me when I unfollow you because I don't play stupid games. And yeah, they're stupid games. It would be nice if most people would act their age instead of their shoe size, which is an oldie but a goodie. Now, we have people in the chat, or not in the chat room. We have a lot of people in the chat room.
Yes, we have
two people on hold, so we're going to go to the person Woo! Who's been holding the longest.
Yes.
So.
Hello.
Hello. You're in bed with Dr. Sue. Is this my Bella?
No, this is Christy Sue.
Christy!
Hello.
It's Christy Tina. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. So, what are your thoughts? Have you gone through this?
I have gone through this. I was actually a voice dom for 3 years before I decided to dive into real-time and online domination.
Right.
I did it privately for about 3 years. My ex-boyfriend got me into it. And when I first made myself, I'll call it known, online, it was actually in September of last year. So, hi, Bree. So, I got I made a profile, I made a website, you know, did everything that the online dom is supposed to do. And this one dom, and I won't mention any names or anything, bashed me for weeks. She's fake. She's a holiday dom. All she's here is for the holidays. We won't see her again in a month or two. And it really hurt my feelings because I put a lot of work into putting my face and name out there. If you Google me, I'm out there. People in my neighborhood know who I am. They know what I do. You know, my kids know what I do. And, you know, it really hurt. And I'd asked her, I said, what's your problem with me? And she goes, I just don't think you're cut out for it. And it almost broke me down. Because I was really good at what I was doing. And she goes, you'll never make it. She goes, girls like you will never make it.
Oh, that is so rude.
Okay, the girls like you meaning what? What's her point?
Well, that's like I said, what do you mean girls like me? She goes, pretty girls like you who think they can just get on there, throw some leather on, and be a dom.
Ah, and see, notice the key word there was pretty.
Pretty girl.
Yep. She was threatened.
Yep.
People gotta just learn to relax and enjoy life. Why do we have to always be so negative towards each other? It's annoying.
Well, it's like a lot of people said, oh, you know, hopefully we can stop all this bullying online.
We will
online.
Never.
It's
there's
gonna
always going to be one asshole to ruin it for everyone else.
It will
always
go on.
Always.
There will always be the women that find this threatening in some way, that, oh, my God, someone else has gotten into the business. Like, there's not enough to go around. Again, stop coming from a thing of lack.
Right.
You know, like, so, but you kept going. Obviously, you're doing good now, right?
Oh, yeah. I've actually moved back to Arizona. I have a lot of boys who come see me for real-time sessions. I'm doing great. I've been really busy. I'm just getting over breaking some ribs, so I'm trying to get back into the swing of things. So it's been bringing me down a lot. But I do have to say one thing. The sisterhood.
There you go.
Sister, whatever. Has been amazing. There are a handful of Dominas and sisters who have pretty much gotten me past it. I mean, there's been times where I felt like throwing in the towel because I just didn't have the energy to do what I love to do. And I really do love being a mistress and a dominatrix. I love it. And so, you know, now that I'm back into the swing of things, it's just picking up the pieces and starting all over again. You know, and I hate hearing, well, you're not going to be good at it. Or you're just an, or you're, oh, I'm an ugly old fat man. I hear that.
Oh, I get that all the time. I get people saying that I'm not a real dom because I don't do real time anymore. I'm not a real dom because I won't put pictures of myself out there all over the place.
I didn't realize this was a competition.
And I didn't. And as I say all the time, I didn't. Was there a handbook on?
We didn't get the memo.
We didn't get the memo.
Right.
We didn't.
I'm sorry. I have a pretty face, but that doesn't mean I'm not an evil, sadistic bitch.
Exactly.
You know.
No, that's absolutely true.
And here's my point. Why do we have to constantly be in bitch mode? You can be a damn good, effective dom and very good at what you do. And still be a nice person.
Exactly.
Not going to kill you.
Absolutely.
Like I said, we should all be out there supporting one another, not bashing one another. It's ridiculous.
So that's my story.
Well, thank you.
Christy. I really appreciate you calling that in. Tell everybody where they can find Christy if they want to have a session in Arizona.
Actually, you could just go on my website, MissChristyTina.com.
Is it ChristyTina.com or Miss Christy Tina?
MissChristyTina.com.
MissChristyTina.com. So hit up Christy Tina. My orders. Go. Thank you so much, Christy, for calling in. I really appreciate
you.
It.
Feel better.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was really awesome.
See, again, and this is just my point, it happens a lot,
it
dom
does.
To dom.
It does.
Because women get threatened. Women are very emotional.
We're very competitive, too.
Very competitive. very bitchy.
But yet we can be your bestest friend if you need to cry on us, but it's just to certain people. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know, we can be the sweetest things and we can be the most evil things.
And no one
to
knows
one another.
How to strike at a woman
better than a woman.
Woman.
Yeah,
true.
It's true.
Yeah, you know exactly where to pounce. Exactly where to pounce.
Just like guys are the same way with other guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, it's exactly true.
It's exactly the same thing. Now, that's not to say, I mean, there's a lot of men out there who I realize are frustrating a lot of the doms, and they can be frustrating. It was part of the reason why I got out of financial domination for so long was because I got fed up with fakes and time wasters. But you got, I mean, it's a business. You got to go through that regardless. But understand, and these guys will jump from dom to dom to dom to dom to dom to dom to dom. Don't attack the other dom if your guy jumps ship. Try not to take it personally. It happens. Remember that these are relationships, you guys. It's a relationship between a dom and a sub. And that's where it gets emotional. I've put in time with this guy. I've been doing everything I can with this guy, and now he's buggered off and gone to somebody else. I can understand where that anger is going to come from. But don't blame the other dom unless she's blatantly poaching your guy. Yes, Bella, you are going in the queue. Unless she's out and out poaching your guy, don't. Just chill. It's all good. Everyone who's in the queue is going to be heard, so don't panic. I am not ending this show unless I know for sure we have no more callers. So do not panic. Everyone's going to get heard.
Exactly.
So, on that note,
let's go to another one. Our
next person.
Ta-da!
We have Ella.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Madame Devilish.
Hello.
It's our Madame Devilish. Why does it
Ella,
come up
why
Ella?
Why does it come up Ella? Okay. Yeah.
Right, I might as well give you the quick story. Ella's my dog. And it's an old name I used to go under.
Okay.
And that's on Skype. Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the little backstory to that is I didn't realize when I named her in Hebrew, Ella means goddess. So in fact, boys are actually serving two goddesses, not one.
Okay.
Cool.
I see what you mean.
So.
Got it.
So what's your story?
So what's up?
This was a Right, I must excuse you. My tummy's bad, so if I burp, you'll just laugh. So sorry.
Of course. If you belch, I have no choice but to laugh. I mean, it's just, it's in my nature. It's like, you know, the scorpion and the frog.
Right. It was a verify on a website a couple of years back when I first started out. It was quite a popular site at the time. And basically, what happened was the dom in question asked us a few details about myself, how long I'd been into the scene, blah, blah, blah. Explained that I'd been mentored by a sub, but wasn't into financial domination, but, like, obviously just started. Pardon, sorry. But at the time, I was also a cam girl and used to do the naughty phone calls as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed on the profile. Biggest mistake ever. Showed on
what happened?
Because I mixed the two, I had a rampant lecture. The second I showed on his profile, she read it and said, "This is submissive, this is submissive, this is submissive." Now, I've heard about this. This isn't the first person that I've heard this from. This has happened quite a lot. And she really put me off a hell of a lot when I first began. Because of her attitude. Because of, no sub will ever accept you as a cam girl. Or take you seriously. Or, and like all this crap at the time. And in the end, I cut that out because of what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I enjoyed that, like, at a later date. But it really got on my nerves. The fact that she had the arrogance to go on like that and think she was above a station. And there was no need for it at the time whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
She should have just said, oh, well, that's well, I don't agree with what you're doing, but blah, blah, blah. And she wasn't. She was a full-on bitch. Like, crazy bitch. And I explained at the time, well, this might have pissed her off. At the time, I was saving for a wheelchair.
Right.
And I originally went into the fetish for the cash. Now, I ain't going to lie, I'm not. Because that's what I need, and I was just going to, like, stay on adult work, and that was going to be it. But then I obviously found, like, Facebook sizing and got, like, led certain ways, and here I am now. I'll never lie about my past, but that implication always sits with me now because of what she did over one Yahoo session.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no need for, like, that arrogance just because she'd been in the business a lot longer. And what made it worse is she wasn't just an older she wasn't just that she was older dom. She was actually running the verified at the time for that website. So it's not good from that point of view. And I bet you a lot of people, that website actually lost quite a bit of business. I'm guessing it was probably because of her. So it's just not something that I would kind of what happened to anybody else.
Well, I mean, how did it make you feel when she jumped all over you?
I was like, what the fuck have I done?
Exactly.
And I didn't realize. I was just like, I was just saying my little, anybody knows me, I am black and white. If sheep's white, I'll say it's white. If it's black, I'll say it's black. And she made me feel like complete black sheep. And also told us you're not last, you're only here for 5 minutes, all that stuff. She hadn't even given us a chance as far as I'm concerned. Like, I admit, I get newbies come to me and say, oh, just start now, blah, blah, blah. I went, I'll tell you what, if you're still here in 6 months' time, I'll point you in the right direction. And a lot of times, they don't make it to the six-month point. If they do, then I'll help them. That's my kind of, like, little fast rule when I was then. She didn't even want to know kind of anything. She just kind of, all she cared about was herself and her ego, and that was it. And basically bullied me into thinking that I just wasn't good enough for the team, and that was it.
Yeah.
And this is the thing, who is anyone else to judge who is allowed in the scene
exactly.
And who is not?
It's not run by one person.
Exactly, and it's back into this whole, it's almost a racist attitude of, it's like, oh, well, some people say there is no switches, and some people say there is no, you know, it's like, oh, for the love of God. First of all, who cares?
Who made
second
up these
all,
rules?
Who made up the rules? Third of all, let everyone do what they want. Unless they are screwing with your business, shut up
the fuck up
and move on.
Exactly.
So thank you so
thank
much
you
for
so
calling,
much.
Ashley.
We appreciate that.
We love you, and you can go to is your website up?
No, it's under construction at the minute. I'm still working on it.
That's okay.
I've been very
so
well.
Hit up Ashley online on Twitter at Madam Devilish.
Yeah.
Be there or kindly be square. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Down to
bye, lovey.
Okay, bye.
Took it long enough, didn't it?
Yeah, really.
That was weird.
Glitch in the matrix.
Totally.
Hello.
So the long and the short of it is there's always going to be people who are in the business who are going to try and run you out because they find you to be a threat. Or there's going to be subs who are going to try your patience. Or there's going to be subs who are going to jump from one dom to another. It doesn't matter. That's my point. If someone unfollows you, get over it, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
If someone, you know, and the thing is, if you're going to unfollow someone, don't get mad because they unfollow you.
Exactly. Who
that
cares?
Makes no
it's
sense.
Just like when people say, oh, I got mad at you because you didn't like something on Facebook. Who the fuck cares?
No one cares. This is the thing. There is room in this world for everyone, and there's room in this world for every person on this planet to be a millionaire. So it's just up to you whether you go out and decide you're going to do that. You know, like,
no offense,
why
but
would you
I could think of a few other things that we could all be really upset about that's going
mm-hmm.
on in the world and what we
Huge.
Always fucking
Huge.
Complain about. Whether it be someone not, you know, liking something, someone untwittering something.
Who cares?
Who the hell cares? Let it go.
My point is, it's a classic bullying technique, which is ignore it. It may, you know, unless this person is getting right up in your face, let go. Walk away. Drop it. Don't poke the tiger. Don't sit there and, you know, try and make it worse. Don't fight back. Because let me tell you something. The more you push against something, the more you will have to push against. If you don't like someone, if you don't like their negativity, unfollow them. Let it go.
Take it and go.
Exactly. Anyways, I believe we have Madam. No, we don't. What am I saying, Madam? We have Bella.
Bella.
This should be Belladonna. Bella.
Hello.
Hello.
Yay.
So I warned y'all. I was going to come on and ask if this was the official funeral for BDSM because I'm about to deliver a freaking sermon.
Right on, baby. I'm sitting back. I'm kicking my feet up. You have the floor.
Go.
Go nuts.
Okay. Thank you. Let me start off with something. I don't give a damn, and I honestly don't, if you're real-time online, if you consider yourself a top, a dom, a mistress, a master, a sock, a slave, a bottom, or a switch. If you put the word BDSM in there, you better damn well know one thing. BDSM has the cornerstones of honor, integrity, and it allows us the freedom to be who we are, to live out our kinky life with people who are of the same mind in a compatible opposition of us. It does not mean that we get to tell people who is allowed to be in that clique they have. Okay. It
yeah, Bella, keep
you know,
going. You're on a roll.
I come from real time. You all know this. I come from real time. And the cyberbullying, the cyber stalking, and the slandering, I have been watching in ever increasing number since December of last year.
Yep.
That's when it got really bad. Let's point it back to that point.
Yep.
Has been horrendous. And I'm going to say one thing. I don't care. And now remember, everything I will say from here on out goes for both genders and all stations. This is not specific to one gender or the other, one station or the other.
Nope.
Listen up, you little cyber bullying little dumbass motherfucker. Here's the deal. All you are, it's a bunch of fucking pussies who are hiding behind a goddamn screen, who are trying to make other people's lives miserable because you are so freaking small-minded. You have such a low freaking self-esteem that you think you need to take on other people and make them as miserable as you are. Cut the shit the fuck out. And I warned you I was going to cuss and I wasn't going to be nice about this. Because in all reality, if you ever try to do this in real time, in an actual BDSM group or like vanilla anywhere, you'd get the living shit beat out of you for some of the shit you try. Or wait, or you get arrested. Because, oh, wait a minute, folks. Cyberbullying, cyberstalking, and slander is, wait for it, illegal. And so far, you've only been pushing on people who are either so hurt already from their real personal little life that, you know, you may not know anything about, like your friend or my friend a few years back who had the same situation. that they are flaking apart, losing a baby, getting hurt, have a mental breakdown, run the fuck out of the scene, or run off to any fucking social site. It doesn't goddamn matter. You don't know what you're doing to these people. So mm-hmm. far, you only come onto those who just actually honestly can't handle anymore. Or you're going to come on people like me, and I'll tell you what happened to me a couple of months ago. And, you know, then I'll just go to sit there and go, yeah, and here's the real story, and why don't you kiss my ass, okay? One day you're not going to come on somebody who's not going to do that. One day you're going to come on somebody who's going to trace your little IP address down, and your little supposable name, and your little supposable ninja shield that you have, because yeah, you're so fucking hot because you buy the screen. And you're going to have a knock on the door. And it's going to be the FBI standing in front of your door, arresting your fucking ass. Flat and simple, and you know what? You deserve it. Back the fuck off. And I mean in a goddamn hurry. Do not destroy that lifestyle that I love. This is my lifestyle. BDSM. Fetish. Many of us love this lifestyle. We work really, really, really hard to make it a great one. You don't get to come out and ruin it because you have no self-control over your little pettiness. You don't get to do that. You do not get to do that. And you know what? Karma is a bitch. What goes around comes around. And it won't be from the same people. It'll be somebody else doing the same shit to you another time. Let's see how you feel about it. Because it sucks. And I'm going to tell you my own little bullying story I have. You know what?
What's that?
One of the things that every one of my actual real friends online mm-hmm. or real time knows is that there was a time in my life when I tried to be a slave. Mm-hmm. I did it because I loved my husband, because mm-hmm. I really loved the man and I was, but I'm not a slave. I'm not a sub. And it took me trying it to find out that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, if you look up in the dictionary, worst up in the world, you'll see my picture next to it. Okay? And that's why I have respect for real subs, or subs who are really trying, because it is hard being a sub. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It is very hard. It takes a lot of courage. These are not weak people.
I said, point blank, it takes balls to be a sub. You guys don't.
No,
anybody that differs on that, you have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, if you don't know, if you differ on this, why don't you try it one time and see how you do? But regardless, somebody decided I got a little popular or something. I always say when the haters come out, that's when you know you've made it somewhere. You get your own personal stalkers.
That's true.
I can't tell you if this is a male or a female. I have no freaking clue because they were hidden behind one of those little Twitter eggs, okay? So they ended up posting a whole bunch of pictures of me in my slave period. Guess what?
Yep.
Yes, I left it on the internet because when I was doing the slave period, I was doing the same thing I do now as a dumb. I was teaching. Welcome, dipshits. So it was out there, and I had a porn-inspired site where it was showing some of the shit I was going through on video and things, and, you know, up to including clips. Oh, yeah, and it showed me being branded and whipped and all things that have these people who never experience because they're too damn chicken shit to try it.
That's right.
So guess what? Here they came with a whole bunch of pictures, and they were trying to discredit me for the dumb that I am, and they were calling me a submissive little dumb, and it went all over Twitter.
I remember that happening, Bella, and I remember I actually tweeted back to that person, and I was like, what's your point?
So
a dom was a sub. Good doms usually start out that way. It makes no sense. The point you're trying to make is completely moot. It's ridiculous.
Well, the whole problem was I didn't even start out like that. I started out as a dom with a little asshole dipshit who I forgot or didn't catch on to it. By the time I even tried to become a slave, I had already been in a full dom for 8 years, and I had already mentored and trained other doms in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I already had established my house off. Hallelujah. Guess what, folks? Now, what did it do? It did three things. Did I lose a few potential, quote-unquote, online subs over it? You bet your ass I did. Because some of people are really ignorant, dumb asses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did I lose a few so-called fair-weather friends? Oh, yes. Guess they weren't my friends to begin with.
Exactly.
But did I lose my dignity?
No, you didn't.
No.
Because you know what I did? As soon as this was brought to my attention, I posted a notice on my personal blog, and I told very clearly my story as a slave. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Every one of my subs who had served me up to this point, and any sub who will serve me up to this point, already knew it. Congratulations, because I never hid it. Because I tell them exactly why I can have the high standards that I hold. Why? Because I've done it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? When I use a tool, I actually know what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
I think actually, to be off topic, I think that maybe some doms should try a little bit of both just to see what it's like for both people.
I think if you don't know, actually, who just said that? Was it Cupcake that just said you have to have? No, it was Sarah. Sarah said empathy is one of the most important things you have to have as a dom.
Oh,
well, if you have no empathy, my God, get out of the business because you're going to hurt someone.
Let me tell you another part of the whole bullying crap. Most people on here by now know, because you were generous enough to have me on a couple of shows beforehand, they know about both of my new community that I have. I'm not going to mention them right now because this is not about advertising my crap, okay? So, some of the community owners have started their little bullying tactics, talking a whole bunch of shit about me, my communities, in theirs. And I responded by putting up a thank you post for giving me so much of their energy. Here's the reality. I'm the type of person you can't bully. I've been bullied. I've been abused mentally, physically. In one of my communities, I actually tell my life story, which is not something everybody needs to hear. But these ladies that I'm mentoring, they needed to hear this. Because you know what? Part of the sisterhood that I'm trying to rebuild part is the attempt that I'm trying to save something that is being killed off. Folks, once again, you're bullying. You're trying to get boys or doms for yourself or whichever side you're on. You're trying to, you know, make yourself look stronger and bigger, but what you're really doing is you're killing BDSM. You're killing what it stands for.
And might I add that you look really stupid.
Exactly.
It makes you look ridiculous when you act this way.
Mm-hmm.
There are doms out there, and I don't want to turn this into a dom bashing thing, but there are doms out there.
It's up to
who... Literally, I swear to you, they spend their whole day keeping an eye on everybody else. And it's like, stop. Why don't you put that much effort into your own business? If you did that, you have no idea how successful you'd be.
Oh, absolutely. But the whole problem is you know, somebody earlier in the chat room, and you all missed it, asked, why do people do bullying? And I responded that there's many reasons, and I wasn't going further because I want to give the reasons here where everybody can hear.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, the reasons why people start bullying, A, is because they have idiotic cronies on both sides cheering them on to make themselves look more powerful. B, because they're clueless about what they're actually talking about, and it makes them look like they know something, so they think. C, because they have an extremely low self-esteem. D, because they probably were bullied at one point or the other in their life. This is their revenge.
Mm-hmm.
E, flat and simple, because it's their personality to be bullies. That is your reasons. Do any of these sound like somebody you want to deal with in real life?
Exactly.
So I'm not going to waste any more of your guys' time. This is your show.
You're not wasting our time. Never.
Seriously. Never, ever. Everything you said is spot on, and you know that I agree with you 100%. You know that both of us get bashed for being old. Apparently, you know, because somebody made a comment about Bella being old, that's why she's creating communities, because, see, that's what old doms do. Old doms just create communities for other people. Or they
actually,
do what I do.
Actually, I want to say something
so
else on
stupid.
That note, and I was actually thinking about that when I was down with the flu. And I do have a comment on that one. If old doms, only built communities, then hooray for us old doms.
Exactly.
You know why? Because that means we care enough about the community to bring new people in who need to learn. And then we love them so much that we impart our wisdom and knowledge to them and to give them a safe haven to be who they are. And if I'm accused of doing that, thank you, because that's exactly the kind of person I want to be.
Exactly.
And you know what? If I were to learn from anyone, I would rather learn from someone who's been doing this for a long time than someone who's just started out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, well, fuck
it. It's like Christy Tina says, Mama Bella speaks, and that's the truth. To my ladies out there, to my younger girls out there, and these are my girls, even though they're full-grown doms and ladies, they're still my daughters in the fetish as far as I'm concerned. I'm Mama Bella. Don't step all over my cups. Don't do that, because I'm a mama bear. You know what? I'm not going to have it.
No, and I agree, and I'm the same way. And I think, oh my God, I've been mothering people since I was in fourth grade.
Exactly, me too.
It's just, I don't know. I think it's part of our personalities, and I think it's also something where, as you do get older, you want to try to preserve these things, and you want to try to impart that wisdom. And if someone will listen to you, that's fine. You're going to have a lot of people that aren't going to listen to you and then trash you over it. And it's just like, okay, that's fine.
But at least you tried.
And my point still is going to come back to what's your point in doing this?
They have
because
no point.
There
they're
is
pointless.
No point.
That's why they're doing it.
I agree. Because it's completely pointless. You end up looking like a moron, you know. So why are you doing this? Why? Because a lot of women out there who just get started think that if they pick fights and they trash another dom, it makes them look more fierce and tougher, and they'll get more guys.
You do know I totally lied because I said I was going to leave, but you brought something else up, and I do need to respond to it.
Go for it.
I'm such a liar. Anyway. You know, you said, you know, about you having mothered people pretty much since you were four, and I have done the same thing. And I have met a lot of very experienced and older mistresses now. And also, I want to say there's some very experienced and older subs on both sides, because I don't want to discredit them. And some amazing, awesome freaking switches, because we don't want to forget those either, because they're just as important. And you know what? Part, I think, honestly, truthfully, part of being a dom, we do mother people. Well, we can be cruel.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can be sadistic. We can be your worst nightmare.
Mother wolves.
But you want to know something? When the session is over, yeah? When the session is over, when all is said and done, and when we do our aftercare, hello, everybody, remember that one, aftercare? Then what is it we're really doing? We are, quote-unquote, nurturing them.
Exactly.
And nurturing is a form of mothering someone.
Yep.
So, just a food for thought. Now, I love you, and this time I'm really getting off the line. Bye, darlings.
Thank you so much.
I love you, Bella.
You are absolutely fabulous, as per usual.
And hit Bella up. Findoms and beyond. What else? She's gone.
Oh, she's gone.
Bella!
Just hit her up there. And at Twitter. What's her Twitter?
If you want to hit her up on Twitter, it is at Goddess B, as in Bob, D as in David. Goddess BD for Belladonna. And you can talk to her there. Financial Domination Academy is the other one of her communities. That's for you ladies if you want to learn how to do it properly. Definitely go there. Findoms and Beyond is another one of her communities. And, of course, she's always out there ready to smack your butt whenever you need it. So, actually, I'm kind of, you know, I think we're pretty much wrapping this up. Just, all I'm asking you guys to do is try and behave in a manner that, I can't even get this across properly. I'm not saying that you can't have your persona as being a bitch, okay? Go ahead. That's great. Nothing wrong with that. But unless someone screws you first, Just keep your mouth shut. Let it go. Stand over to the side and let stuff go. Because unless someone is right in your face, it's not your business.
Exactly.
None of this is any of your business. If two people are fighting, let them fight. Remember, this is, you know, it's a relationship. Relationships are going to be rocky. They're going to have ups and downs. It's okay. Okay? Just let it go. Breathe. Close your eyes. Let it go. It's not worth losing your dignity, because I got news for you. You really do look like idiots when you act like that. It's not worth any of it. So please, 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 you know, I'm not asking you to sprout wings, paper wings, and fly away. All I'm saying is, and I'm not saying that, you know, some people weren't wronged. Yes, there were people who were very wronged. There were women who were disrespected. But it's over.
Exactly.
And we need to drop it all.
Free love.
Let it go. Embrace it. If you don't like someone, if you don't like whatever, stop following them. Stop following them wherever social media you're using. Just let it go. But attacking someone just because they pissed you off and unfollowed you is jackass. It just doesn't even make sense.
It's actually kind of infantile if you think about it.
It's very infantile. So let's let everybody get along. He's made his mistakes. Everybody's made their mistakes. Everybody drop it now. And everybody just be nice, support each other, uplift each other, be nice to one another. And remember, we're all in this together. We're supposed to be allowed to let our freak flags fly. Salute someone else's flag. Okay? You don't have to worship under it. Move on. But don't go over there and light their flag on fire just because you don't like the color. We got to be more supportive, you guys. So that's my parting words to you. I love you guys. You're all amazing. I have some of the best supporters and followers on this show. I want to thank everybody who is in the chat room right now. Madam Devilish, Goddess Bree, Goddess Jasmine. We have a ton of guests. Christy Tina, Mark Goodpet, Mistress Cupcake, Belladonna, Natasha Hertz, the beautiful Natasha Hertz, who does nothing but promote everyone else. Well, she beats on guys too, but you know what I mean. Queen Kitty, Richard Hicks, Shelby Wexler, My Muffy, Bubble Butt Sissy, Footboy Don, who is now Buttercup, and of course, the ever fantastic, wonderful, unbelievable light of my life, Ray. So I want you guys, Reagan was here. Yeah, that's right. Reagan was here. There's all kinds of you guys who were here, had to jump out for whatever reason. Understand, I love you guys. Thank you for supporting the show. And please, everybody, just try to get along. Thank you and good night.